Fever of Animals. Written by Miles Allinson and read by Tom Hoskins. Monday, May 13, 2013. I'm looking at a photograph of Bafdescu's Australian painting, Night with Horses, which I have open on the computer in front of me. There is still something about it, a force, for want of a better word, that I cannot account for. A little graveyard, a forest, a strange brick tower among the trees, late afternoon light on the tower, the deep, muted, luminous purples and blues of Gauguin, the methodical, awkwardly patient brushstrokes of Magritte. It is a painted moment comprised of many moments, of many tiny decisions. And yet, through this slow accumulation, something rare has been fixed in time, like a corridor through which this secret force still pours out. What did Bafdescu want from this picture? What did I want from my own paintings, for that matter, from those obituary portraits I made in London, from the image I tried to paint of the glowing billboard, which I can't help but think of as somehow similar to this, a similar but failed attempt? What is this magical force I thought I could conjure? Anyone who has looked with any intensity at a Caravaggio, at a painting by Giotto or Gauguin, at any number of paintings, really, will know that this force is real. It is a force specific to each particular painting, and from which no general theory can be drawn. And yet, we cannot really talk about this force for fear of sounding vague, for fear of sounding like spiritualists. But wasn't the promise of all painting somehow magical? Before whatever happened in the second half of the 20th century happened to us. Postmodernism, radical scepticism, extreme irony, etc. Maybe I'm being overly religious, overly romantic. Probably. And yet, the belief in this force is the foundation of all visual art, that the seen thing might become an opening to another world without ever ceasing to be the ordinary thing itself. Just the forest, in Bafdescu's case. Just the little graveyard. Just this tower, brick by brick. Just paint. And yet, occasionally, something happens. And when it does, something invisible actually comes into existence. It is the invisible that I'm trying to paint, Bafdescu once said. It is only the unknown that I want.